Okay, here we go.
So basically, thank you. So the first thing is we basically bring a brisa, yeah. I'm just reading inside just to give the context, yeah. So umin ha'afar she'yeh, right? So from that lashon, yeah, you would think yachol yitakin bebechutz v'yachnis, yeah. You can just simply bring from outside dirt, and that's all. You're completely fine, yeah. And then it says Talmud Loma b'kar kar mishkan. So that kind of means that no, you can't just have dirt completely from outside. It has to be from the Mishkan. That's the way you'd read it, right? And then we say, well, and if you're on the other side, Iba Karka Mishkan, if it just had the words Karka Mishkan, Yachol Yachba Bakata at the moment, yeah, you'd think you'd have to actually kind of dig in and take literally from that Karka. So if there's nothing there, you have to dig in. Talmud Loma Asheya, right? So therefore, the kind of Asheya is kind of expansive, yeah? And says that, you know, you could basically, you know, you don't have to literally kind of dig and create dust from the floor of the Mishkan. So Haketzad, so what's the resolution? Yesham Hava, right? So if you open up the tile and there's a bit of dust there, dirt there, then you're great, yeah? In Ein Sham, but if you open the tile and there's no dirt there, you don't have to dig in, you can kind of get, Rashi says, you can kind of take from outside and place it on the floor and you're ready to go. So that's the kind of resolution. So that basically, that sounds fine, right? It basically says minam afar she'yeh is kind of expansive, right? And the word b'karka mishkan is kind of more of a limit, and they kind of balance each other out, yeah. The problem is that when one looks at Rashi, and but not just the there's kind of a number of Rashis, yeah. He keeps on saying this lashon of the fact there seems to be some drasha, the fact it says b'karka mishkan and not m'karka hamishkan, right? So m'karka mishkan means, you know, kind of from the land, yeah. B'karka means kind of on the land, yeah, on the floor, right? So is it from the floor as opposed to on the floor, yeah? So given the Rashi brings it a number of different times, yeah, it almost sounds like, yeah, there's actually part of the drasha is to say that you don't have, if it had have said from the floor, you'd have to kind of dig in, yeah? But the fact it says on the floor means somehow it's slightly less than that, yeah? Which kind of confuses things a little bit, yeah? So I'm not gonna, there is a third source on here, Maromi Sadi, who goes with that and explains beautifully the whole sugya according to that Rashi and links it to the next part. And we're not gonna read that inside, yeah? I just wanted to read, I thought it is important just to, when you see that Rashi, to kind of know that people address it. So I thought I was gonna read the Bach, yeah? Because the Bach kind of explains it more as we are understanding maybe the simpler way of understanding it, and he does address at least this Lashon and Rashi, yeah? So the Bach is the second source along, yeah? So Bach says, Rashi dibo matchil umin b'chuli, right? I have a chesiv umina afar she'ye b'mishkan, v'lo hayektiv b'karka, right? Mashma de'ena makpid elish yachnis afal heichal, kein tzarech lema, right? V'nira be'enai, right? Nira shirashi, yeah, zal, kamifarish hay yachol, right? This is how you'd explain it, and this is kind of similar to what we're saying, yeah? Ilun lo ne'ma b'karka, right? Let's say it hadn't have said at all b'karka. It should have said, Ela min ha'afar she'e b'mishkan yikach. Just take from the afar, right, in the mishkan, right? It doesn't say anything about b'karka. Hayita omer, yitakin b'b'chutz v'yachnis. You'd think, that's fine, just bring it in a basket, yeah? It's in now the mishkan, and you're fine. Talmud loma b'karka mishkan. V'ilu lo ne'ma asheyeh, and had it not said asheyeh, Ella min afar asher b'karka mishkan. So the words that are expansive are asheyeh, wherever they are, wherever it comes from. Yeah. Had it just not said that and it said min afar asher b'karka mishkan yikaf, ha'ita omer diyachbo b'kadra omos. Yeah. Tamilom asheyeh. Excellent. That's how we understood it. Uperish Rashi. Right now Rashi says midalokative umikarka hamishkan yikaf. Right. Rashi keeps on saying, as I've said, mikarka. So v'lav davka. Right, Hachlishna Ka'ama, Rashi. So Rashi, you have to say that when Rashi keeps on saying Mekarka, this is the, I'm just kind of four lines in, the second taking along. Right, when Rashi keeps on saying Mekarka, that's kind of love davka, right? Ella, hu adin uminafa asher b'karka mishkan yikach. It's just the same thing. The fact that Rashi keeps on saying it, and it doesn't say Mekarka, don't kind of read too much into that. It's the same as b'karka. Right, k'moshe kafta tchila, right, as is at the start, Dein chiluk, right? Ben. Now I'm not sure this is abbreviation. I think it's the wording. Yeah.
Mem.
No, I don't think it's mem because it's samach. Yeah. I think man sofrim, man sava. De min ha'afa sheh bekarka, le ben man sava mekarka. Right. ID mashma. They both imply diyikach minakarka, that ultimately you actually have to take from the ground. Mishka mamish. Ela shirashi hacha lashon ktsara nakat. He just chooses a short lashon. So there are some people who kind of try to play around with Rashi, and he says there's no way to really understand that. So he's basically left with our classic understanding, yeah, of just simply those two things. And if you see in Rashi, he keeps on saying Mekarka, don't worry about it too much. It's kind of love Davka. And it's the same as Bar Karka. So in your own time, if you want to see the Maroma Sada, doesn't want to say that. He says a big dochet to say that Rashi, I put in Rashi here two places, but I think there's about three places where Rashi keeps on saying this, kind of adding, saying the words, and it doesn't say Mekarka. And the Maroma Sada kind of says, no, there really is something going along with Mekarka, and you can read that in your own time if you're interested. Anyway, that's all I wanted to say. Okay, Tov. Now, the point number two, yeah? Is because the reason why I started looking into this was because I was asked a question by Yosef Richards, yeah, that was bothering me a little bit, yeah, which is that if we're coming away with the understanding Bekarka HaMishkan is kind of like is basically a kind of a limit, yeah, it's kind of like a mute, yeah, then ultimately we then in the Tanya Idach, yeah, it kind of seems to be going a bit the opposite direction. So you're kind of saying, he asked me, well, what's kind of going on with that? So just to remind you, in the Tanya Idach towards the bottom of Tesvav, right? So we start off with the same drasha, min ha'afashe, yeah, right? And the first kind of opinion seems to just say, yeah, you can just bring him from outside. And then it says, Bukar ka mishkan, isi ben Yehuda omer, lahavi karka, or Shiloh no begibon, if you have that, or base holam. So basically, the way it's coming to tell you, yeah, right, that this even applies in the base of Mikdash. Don't think it's just in the Mishkan. These halachas are even true in the base of Mikdash, right? So that would end up meaning Bekarka Mishkan is kind of inclusive. It's coming to include the base of Mikdash. So it's kind of switching a bit from the way we were understanding before. And also, B'chlal, what's going on? I mean, it says Bekarka Mishkan, and we're saying, yeah, and that includes the Mikdash. We would have thought it's only the Mishkan. No, Bekarka Mishkan, that's the Mikdash. Kind of the whole drasha is a bit, we were kind of struggling a bit to understand it. Okay, so here now, the Tosfos HaRosh, let's have a look what he says. This is number two. So he says, Perish Rashi, right, Midilokativ Mekarka Mishkan. This is another case, yeah?
Quotes Rashi.
From the fact that he doesn't write Mekarka Mishkan Yikach, right, Eina Makbid, Ela Sheyachnos Lehechel, V'nosan Lemaim. So he's talking about the first part of the drasha, yeah? So the fact that we say you can, the first part of the record where you can just bring in from anywhere, right? Rashi says, because the fact that it doesn't write, right, Mekarka Mishkan, it just says, right, Asheye Bekarka. Right, and he says, now, he carries on, and he says, V'teima Gedola, right? Heich Mapik Haitanakra Mimash Muse, yeah? How can you kind of, that his first question really is, yeah, that how could this first opinion simply seem to say, Mamashi, it doesn't need to be anything to do with the karka. You can just bring in, it doesn't need to be on the karka at all. Yeah? Because ultimately it says Bekarka Mishkan. Right? So Bechlali's got a question. How could this first opinion just simply complete, and this is stomach an interesting question in Rashi. How can this first opinion ignore the need at all to have it on the karka? Which is what Rashi holds. Rashi holds the first opinion says you bring it in from outside in a basket, and it's absolutely fine. It doesn't say Mekarka, so all we're holding is all you need to do is bring it in a basket and you're fine. So it says the Tosfos HaRosh, according to this, yeah, it would seem to be that nothing to do with the Karka. Now, let's stop a second, yeah? This itself, by the way, shows us something about what Rashi is holding. Because I don't know whether you'd appreciated it, but basically it turns out, yeah, that I mean, maybe this is a push shot, right? That according to Rashi, and maybe the reason Rashi's saying that is Bekarka Mishkan is now completely superfluous, right? Because really, what we're saying is we're going with the first part of the drasha, which is Asheiya, and there's no need for it to be in Karka at all, yeah. So I think the understanding of Rashi, which is probably the way you explained it, is at the end of the day we've now got like superfluous words, so it kind of The lashon of the rabbi or who's in yon nazer to know, like sometimes you've got a drasha, so you can kind of completely change the drasha and use it for something completely else. Maybe that's where Rashi is coming from. But if we see the Tosfos of Rashi, he's going to say something different. He says, because he doesn't like that pshat anyway, Rashi. So he says, "V'yesh leim dahachim mefarish lekra u'min ha'afar sheya," right? Means ma'ezem makom sheya b'karka mishkan. For sure, it has to be on the karka. So he's changing a bit. He's saying it does have to be, but it can be anywhere in the karka. Yeah, like you could place it on the karka, a different pshat. Yeah, right. U'mikol makom, but even still, so he doesn't want to lose the simple meaning of b'karka mishkan. U'mikol makom darish le'shapir. There's also a drasha here. The Rabbi Shiloh, right? Midichtiv Bekarka. Because at the end of the day, the Bekarka you can also dash in the following way. Mashma la'atui hanach shukavu in tamid Bekarka echad. Right? The drasha is, it needs to be something which is one, always one karka. Yeah? Now what does that mean, always one karka? Right? So if you think about it, in the Mishkan, right? They were traveling around. So when we talk about the karka of the Mishkan, actually, that's kind of, there was no one karka of the Mishkan, yeah? Kind of, you know, every, however long, how many travels they did, it would be different karka. They were like, you know, erecting it, and then now it's a different karka. So in so far, he's saying there's a drasha, but karka and Mishkan, there's a case of where there's going to be, like, something like a Mishkan, where it will be always the same karka. What's that, yeah? That is the basic Mikdash, right? So, hanach shu kuvum tamid b'karka echad, v'lo ha'metaltzlin k'mo o'o moed. And therefore, that's where we come and says the Tosfos of Rashi. That kind of what entitles us is kind of a separate take on the words Bekarka Mishkan that entitles us to have a drasha that includes the base of Mikdash. Okay, so those basically the bottom line. Two pshatim are. I think this is the way the Rebbe Yehuda was originally explaining it. According to Rashi, we have no use of the words Bekarka Mishkan. So since we have no use of them, do we kind of take those words and we have a completely different inachanami, a completely different drasha from what the way we were using before? Yeah. And it's not coming to kind of be a mute, but rather a ribui, yeah, in Akonami. According to the Tosfos of Rosh, kind of the drushes are not changing so much, yeah, right? We kind of still have the same kind of drusha of Bekarka, a bit like similar to what we had before. But there's a second drusha, which is it's one karka, which includes, basically, it's referring to the base of Mikdash. Okay, Tov. Right. this is really important, yeah? This is number three, yeah? So what we say here is, yeah, we say we should, this is where we bring the Braisa with Rabbi Shmuel, yeah? And we have all these cases, right, where we have halacha, right, halacha Moshe Mesinai, a keves mikra, kind of changes the simple shot in the pasuk. And so we bring those three cases and we say, why don't we include, yeah? According to this, we should include the Sota waters, yeah? For Beis Hillel, right? Beis Hillel hold, yeah? That for the Sota waters, even though the Pasuk says, right? Afar, Beis Hillel says, yeah, but you can even include Afer, right? And let's a step more. Rashi had explained before, where does Beis Hillel get that from? Right? So it's actually a limit from Kisui Adar. Right. So in the case of Paro Aduma, right? Yeah, one thing goes to the other. Yeah. Right. So in case of Paro Aduma, right, it talks about Afa Sreifa, right? It talks about the ashes of the Paro Aduma is called Afa, right? And because it's called Afa, so we see that within Afa is even Afa. Okay. So we learned that in Paro Aduma to Kisui Adam to. Yeah, and we're also going to say that the same thing in our case as well, right? Yes. Okay, now that we're saying should be a case of where the halacha, right, the kind of tradition, changes the meaning of the pasuk. Let's have a look how Rashi explains that. So if you look at number three, so Rashi says, v'im ita, right, says Rashi, the efer nami kasha, the efer is also kosher, right, for sota, da Torah amra afa, halacha amra af efer, right? Right, and from the simple understanding of the pasuk, yeah, of afa, we wouldn't have learned that, yeah. To hal the Rebbe Shmuel, efer lav mishuusei mamish nafkale the inin kisui adam. Now this Rashi that I've quoted is doing something important, yeah. I haven't picked up on this either.
What this Rashi?
This is Rashi Dibur Matkav Imita, yeah. Now, I'll explain what I think Rashi is doing. Rubiel, you correct me if I'm wrong, because this is a little bit tricky.
I just want to look at it because it's not jumping out at me. Tanya.
Do you want to see it inside? It's just before it gets wide.
I mean, the real wide.
Yeah, the real wide, yeah. So I'm going to just pause a sec while Rubiel looks at this, because this is a bit tricky. I want to make sure everyone's on board here.
Eifer, right? Because he adds it at the end, he gets it right. Because the first bit he understood.
Yep.
Right? And Mushmusel and Mashmalan.
Okay. I'll tell you what I thought maybe Rashi's dealing with, yeah? And where this is coming from. So before I looked at this Rashi, the truth is, I was bothered, mm-hmm. yeah? I'll tell you why I was bothered, yeah? Because the way I've spoken it out, right, we're understanding that there is a pasuk that tells us the definition, mm-hmm. right, of afar includes afar. And we're coming from, as Gil correctly said, yeah? Mm-hmm. We're coming from Parah Adumah, and in Parah Adumah, it describes the afar, that the ashes, right, of Parah Adumah is being afar serafah. So the dictionary definition, right, of afar in the Torah includes afar, right? And that's how we learn, therefore, to the case of Kisui Adam, that you can use afar, right? Is that a case of where the halakha is coming and changing the pasuk? That's what the Gemara is saying. The Gemara is saying, our case, you know, we're always taking cases of where the simple meaning of the pasuk means one thing, halakha Moshe Sina comes along and changes things, yeah? So I could have heard, no, yeah? I could have heard, right?
The pasuk itself,
it's not really changing, right? It's not like an oral tradition or something like that, yeah? We've got like a scriptural proof, yeah? Right? That Afer is called Afar. So I think maybe that's what Rashi is sensitive to here.
It's not like that.
Rashi could be saying in the Chanami, the Kasha here is actually according to Rabbi Shmuel. Because Rabbi Shmuel,
I was wondering why he doesn't say Beis Hillel over here. That was bothering me.
I think that it could be that Rabbi Shmuel, you need to know a bit of Bekiyas, that there's machlokus in the sugi of Kisui Adam, and it could be that Rabbi Shmuel doesn't tucker learn, yeah, this drasha for Kisui Adam. He doesn't learn that drasha that Rashi originally started off with, yeah, Beis Hillel, right? That he doesn't hold, yeah. We see it as machlokus beis shammai beis hillel, yeah. Whether in the case of Parah Adumah, you know, that's called, you know, is do you say that's called an example of something you can learn out generally, right? That any time it says afa includes afa, beis shammai said no way, yeah. That's a special case. It says serefa, it's not. But the dictionary definition of afa doesn't include afa, says beis hillel. And it could be that Rabbi Shmuel learns like that. He holds like Beis Shammai. So when it comes to Kisui Adam, he would not necessarily include Afer, right?
So how can you prove Rabbi Shmuel then?
That's part of the question. The taste plot. Yeah, because it could be for whatever reason we are holding though. Yeah, he doesn't learn. Okay, I should change my words a bit. Yeah, he doesn't learn. He learns like Beis Hillel, klapi the pasuk, yeah, of Parah Adumah. But he learns that he happens to end up in the same place on Kisui Adam, right? Mm-hmm. In terms of, yeah, the fact that he does learn that Afer is included, yeah, but because of a halacha, right? Okay. I.e., it's not because of the same scriptural source, yeah?
Kisui Adam would include Afer,
but that's only because we have a halacha, Moshe Mesinai, that's more expansive. Since it's more expansive, he learns, yeah, that there's a kind of general halacha, right, that we include Afer when it says Afar. So he learns like Beis Hillel, but for a different reason.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
So basically, that being the case, now that would resolve it. We're saying, listen, just as much as, yeah, that you learn to include Afer in Kisui Adam, even though you learn like Beis Shammai, right, that it's not in the dictionary definition of Afar. It doesn't include Afer, but you still learn halakha Moshe, you know, we include other things, yeah? So to here, right, we should also include other things, right? In terms of, we should include in our list, yeah, the fact that you can use Afer for the case of the Sota waters.
But I thought the whole point was that this is like a general halakha Moshe Sinai, And according to Fitz Hillel, you could apply that general halacha which we see now to Sota as well. But according to Tanya Rishmoel, why would he? Where's his source that Sota would?
Well, okay, we're going to have to. I think the assumption would have to be that he agrees on Sota as well. That just as much as in Parah Aduma, bottom line is you can include Afer. So too in Sota.
We're assuming it would be a general rule as well.
Yeah, I think we'll have to assume that that according to he would agree in Sota like Beis Hillel. And if he would agree in Sota like Beis Hillel, then why wouldn't he include...
The way Beis Hillel says, we understand why you could apply it to him.
Right. So that's what I'm trying to bring out in Rashi. There's something here in the end going on in Rashi.
Okay, yeah, definitely.
Where he kind of points out that Rabbi Shmuel doesn't learn it from the simple pshat of Eifer means Afa. Like basically, I started off saying, we were originally learning.
Right.
Uh-huh. Well, listen, the Marashah kind of... Let's have a look.
Right, so can I just give you... So, Dehala Mishmol, Labi Mashmusi Mamash Nafgalei, the new kids of Yidam. Aha, fine. Yeah. I can read it now, at least, what you said.
Yeah, that's how...
Right, I hear what you're saying. It's different.
Yeah, I think that's Rashi. Because otherwise we're left with the problem that, you know, if we're going all the way with what we said...
No, because you said... Maybe it's you pointed this out, because it's Halacha Kol Dava, on when he brings the Braisa.
Yeah, Hamagdal Smachin, yeah.
Right, it's a totally different, right. It's a totally different
reason.
Right.
That's what we're trying to say. Right. Yeah. He learns this just in general halacha to include all things. Let's have a look at Marasha, yeah, because I think it speaks out. So he says, Perish Rashi, this is number 3 here, yeah. Dibra Machavim Ita Eifer, right? Kain Sarach Leimam, Perish Yashan. Umihu Sarach Ian, the Fi Masha Perish Leel. Since Rashi explained above, right, ba'afa, ba'halacha b'chol dava, kigon, right, hizircha b'hasid b'chuli, yeah, eima eifa habishapi b'chol afa, right, k'beis hilal, right, ba'halacha ata l'chol hanach, right, delo mikre afa b'shum duchta, right. So he's saying, well, wait a sec, yeah, I think he's pointing out the tension we're saying, that in the case of our case of Sota, we're saying no, that actually it's included. Afer is including with Afa, right? And the case of Kisui Adam is a case of where there's halacha, which is just, you know, including other things. Yeah, and that's different.
Thing.
Yeah, and that's
but,
different.
But even if you wouldn't have Afa Korid,
he's saying that the two things are not comparable. In the case of Kisui Adam, as Rashi explained before, there's a halacha which kind of includes all different things.
Right.
In our case of Sota, Afer is included in words of Afa. So that he's pointing out that's what Rashi
wants. Right, okay.
The Yesh Lekayim Devarav, right? Lefi Masha Perish Tosfos Hasugya Dahacha, Peperek Kisui Adam, right? Da Afa Dekra Lo Mairi Ela Bestam Afa Hamagadal Smachim, right? So he's saying that if you look elsewhere, right, in that sugya there where this is originally brought, that Kisui Adam in Chuli, you'll see the Tosfos explains, right, that Afa is not like we're saying, it doesn't include automatically Afa, but rather it just includes the Bestam Afa Hamagadal Smachim, right? It includes just things that grow things from flowers and whatever, the vegetation from it. And then there's a special pasuk that's more about other things. Or midi demikre afa, right? Anything that you know that's called. Or there's another one. Anything that's called afa gav de lo magdal smachim, right? De lo habim rinan lei ilav v'kasau. Rabbi Shmuel dahacha palig adrasha v'kisau. And Rabbi Shmuel doesn't agree with that pasuk that includes things from v'kisau. V'kama, and he holds to kul hu habe halacha. Everything that we're including, all other cases which aren't afa, that we're including, they're all a halacha, right? So Rabbi Shmuel is the shita that holds, it's not in the words afa, it's not a drasha because of a kisau, but rather it's halacha that we include all other things. Okay. Now we're talking about here things, afa, which doesn't naturally grow things, yeah? So it's not including in afa. Right, the kavod l'rishma l'gabi kisui dam lab mishmusi nafka, and since we see that Rabbi Shmuel does not include afa, right, within the meaning of afa, because it doesn't, this kind of afa doesn't grow things. Ela mahalacha, but he has a halacha, right? He learns an oral tradition to include things. In ita to have a kasha l'sota, if it would have been also kosher for sota, lechashev nami, right? Then it should have, he should have included this in the list as well, right? This case. V'rashi perish le'el hisircha v'hasid b'chuli da'avei mahalacha. And Rashi, that's why Rashi above explained, yeah, that in fact it's an oral tradition in the case of Kisui Adam that's including the other things, yeah? Who are din Afer to Lo Magdal Samachim, and therefore Afer would also come within that category of being included during an oral, because of an oral tradition. The Fishi Tazu Achishap Behach Milta Dura Bishmol Kabes Hillel. So bottom line is, yeah, he's saying, yeah, I think, right, like what, like we were explaining, right, that this, if you see this Im Ita, the reason why he's stressing Rabbi Shmuel, yeah, is because the bottom line is Rabbi Shmuel is not learning. There's a shift here. Rabbi Shmuel is not learning, like Rashi originally said in Beis Hillel, which is that there's a limit from Afas Reifa, yeah, that includes even Afa. Rather, you have to say Rabbi Shmuel learns, yeah, that it does, the dictionary definition of Afa does not include Afa, and the, in the case of Kisui Adam, it's just a halacha, like Rashi himself said, there's a halacha that includes lots of other things, including in that is Afa, and the same thing would be Sota. There'd be an oral tradition to include Afa. And that's why we're that explains basically Rashi, bottom line. Okay, so just very brief, I'm not going to say that, so I'll just tell you, number five, if you want to look at number five, yeah, there's this wording here which is a huge discussion about, yeah. We end up saying, Amar Reb Nachman by Yitzhak, ki chashab halacha okemis mikra, ha okemis midurabonon, yeah. Here, this case is where it comes to override something, a drasha, which is just a durabonon drasha, right? Now that seems to imply, yeah, something which is learnt out from the Yud Gimel Midas. You know, we always say the Yud Gimel Midas, the Atarish and the Dresh at the Hem. Right? This we have a Gemara Mufuresha that seems to be calling that Drabonon, which is very shocking. Right? When we read every morning, yeah, Yud Gimel Midas, the Atarish and the Dresh at the Hem. Yeah? If you have one of those drushes, what would you think that drusha is? Derisa or Drabonon? You think it's a derisive?
I think it's a derisive because that's the rule book that was given with the Torah, to work with it, and so you can extrapolate from it.
That's the classic understanding. So, but here it's calling it Durabon. And basically, if you look at the Agostin Sinim, he says some actually bring that as a proof, yeah, against the Ramban is the one who says Mefurish, it's Derisa. Yud Gimel Midas, they're all Derisa. And some people ask on them from this Gemara. And bottom line, he says is, yeah, that there actually are other Girsayos, right, and based on the Yerushalmi that say this is an error that's crept in. It shouldn't say Durabon. Anyway. See it in your own time. Yeah.
So I just want to clarify something on question three. So basically, Rashi's been sensitive that Rabbi Shmuel is somewhat different from Beis Hillel. So the only reason we're bringing Rabbi Shmuel is because we've got a source that we can prove from to resolve our question.
What do you mean a source we can prove?
Meaning, because we're just bringing the...
Well, the whole kasha is only basically according to a different understanding of what we started off with. That's the point.
But Beis Hillel would still be considered that the halacha is okeves, or not?
Not lechora, not according to the first way we explain Beis Hillel. Well,
that's what you said. That's you saying. That's why we came to Rabbi Shmuel.
Yeah. So the first way we explain Beis Hillel, it sounds like the dictionary definition of afar includes
that's why we had to come to Rabbi Shmuel.
Rashi's
not just shifted. That we happened to be that we had a source that seemed to help us in Rabbi Shmuel, and who's Rabbi Shmuel similar to
that's why we're making a shift, because otherwise we've got right. We should have been bothered by why would we think that for Beis Hillel this is a case of halacha kemes.
Just finding the word afa also includes afa. It's like a gem. And we have that with I don't know if it's the same, but that's with tzitzis. We learn from like a stamp, but when it says begging in the Torah, right? So we know that stamp begging in the Torah is comprised of wool or flax, right? So if that's the case, when you right, that's from a little. So anyway, it says the word begging in the Torah, according to one approach, anyway, means tema, right? So that means if you wear, that's why they only wear wool, right? You only hide in derisa and sitzis if it's a wool garment or flat linen garment. That's all a lot of base, because once you define the word begging,
Right.
Beggared means this, so you apply that to everywhere.
That's right.
So it's similar to this. Yeah. Saying that once you define this word as this, then that's just what it is.
That's what it is, yeah.
So therefore, yeah. that's not even a halacha.
That's not a halacha, right.
Maybe a derabbanan.
And Rashi, and you see, he's pointing out that you see that earlier in Rashi, because when it comes to kisui adam, that case, halacha b'chol davar, he doesn't say because includes afer in kisui adam,
right.
He seems to quote some kind of magdal smachin could go.
It was strange that himself kind of go on to.
So that's what that Maharsha is pointing to, that he's saying, because here really there's a bit of a shift going on,
mm-hmm.
effectively.
Wow. Okay, great. Well done. Thank you.